Welcome to Puentes, Bridges to the Community. Hello, I'm your host, Emily Guerra. My guest on this edition is three-time NAMI Grammy winning recording artist, composer, and drum maker, Yolanda Martinez. She has been making drums since 1987 and made her first recording in 1992. In 2005, she was a Native American Music Award winner Best Female Artist. Yolanda's music consists of drumming and chanting, contemporary Native American, country, Latin, and folk recordings. She will be one of three artists to be honored during February's For the Love of Art Month show at the Las Cruces Convention Center on Friday and Saturday, February 15th and 16th. Yolanda, you were born in Carlsbad, New Mexico, of Apache, Comanche, Spanish, and Inca descent. How many brothers and sisters do you have?
There was 11 of us. Seven of us grew up together, and we always lived outside of Carlsbad, more in the Otis area of Carlsbad, where the farmlands were.
And what was it like growing up with 11 brothers and sisters?
Well, like I said, seven of us grew up together, and it was a handful, so everybody was always fighting for attention and fighting to get the first bite of something or mom and dad's attention. You know how it is, a big family.
And are they all musicians as well?
No, my mom was the singer. She was the one that handed and passed on the gift of voice. We all loved music and loved to dance. I think if any of them had attributed themselves or really pursued any of it, I know they would have been.
So out of 11, you were the one that followed your mother's footsteps.
I was the one that followed my passion, yes, yes.
And along with that passion of singing, what other passion do you have?
Well, I've always been very artistic and stuff, but the gift of the drum came to me back in 1987. And because I've always loved to be busy with my hands. But when that call, you know, because I call it a calling, came about the drum, I had no idea what a huge door opener and what a huge part of my life and what my life turned out to be, you know, how much the drum made such a huge difference in it.
What had you been doing prior to getting into drum making?
I was in the corporate world. Right out of high school, when I graduated, I went into the corporate world, started working for First American Title Company, and they brought me in as delivery girl. And that was a challenge because they never had a delivery girl. They always had delivery boys. So I had to convince them that I could do the job. So they hired me. And in a few years, I worked myself up from delivery girl to receptionist to escrow secretary and on up to escrow officer. In fact, when I left the business, you know, back in 1990, I was getting ready to have my own office, my own branch office, and have my employees and secretaries and escrow officers under me.
Well, more than 20 years, what a big difference. All of a sudden, a total career change.
Yes.
You're an artist. You've traveled around the world. How many CDs do you have now? How many recordings?
I just released, I think it was my number 10 or 11, you know, this past year in 2012. I was a busy girl in the midst of all my traveling, doing concerts, doing workshops. All over the country and stuff. Somehow or other, I don't know how, I ended up releasing three CDs.
We started off the show with your music from your CD, Amor de Veras.
Yes.
Now, that one came out about 2-3 years ago.
Yes,
and the,
a couple years ago.
The lead song on that, Amor de Veras, a true love. And you composed that. Tell me a little bit about this song.
Well, you know, this song came to me because my songs that come to me are like they come from my life and my life's journey. And I know that I'm no different than anybody else. We're all searching for true love, un amor de veras, un amor que da fruta, ¿verdad? That gives fruit, a connection that is wonderful and balanced and healthy, and with the big L, right, surrounding both of us, you know, love. And so that's how that song came, because we're all searching for true love, real love.
And then for the love of art, and we have that. And then Valentine's Day is right around the corner,
yes,
as well.
Yes, yes.
With a lot of love for your drums, your inspiration. You've mentioned that a lot of your creations of your songs about life. What other inspirations do you have?
Well, you know, my drums are a big part of my music and a big part of my life and my whole journey. And my drumming songs, and those come when I'm out walking, when I'm out in nature, because I guess that drum beat, I'm always hearing it because it's our heartbeat. And when I walk with that drum beat. And so as I'm walking, you know, dun, 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 something will come, you know, hey, hey, and that's how it starts, you know, dun, dun, dun. And next thing I know, I have a song. So I guess, again, it's tied in with my journey, my beliefs. You know, my beliefs in creation and God and the all that is, and my connection with Earth Mother, because growing up as I did in Carlsbad, you know, we had no neighbors. There were no lights. There wasn't any noise. There was just nature. And the way that I grew up, I really and totally believed that everybody had that. Everybody was that connected with nature and would see and feel and hear the things that I hear, you know. And it was a rude awakening when I figured out that not everybody had, you know, growing up in cities and all of that. You grow up with other things that you're connected to, you know, and that's okay. It's not that it's bad or wrong or anything. It's just the way that I grew up. And so that's what makes me who I am. And that connection with Earth Mother and spirit and all of that is what keeps feeding my creativity.
Do you feel you're a bridge to the community in a way?
I certainly hope I am. It's my intent to be, you know, because I walk in different worlds, you know. I grew up speaking Spanish, you know. Soy Latina, India, you
Mexican
know,
American?
Mexican American and Native American and this mixture that a lot of us are. And I think the blessing is when we speak two languages, you know, when hablamos español y en inglés, when we speak Spanish and English, and we can create music that bridges that so that different cultures can understand and connect with what you're bringing forth. And I guess, as you're saying, that's the bridge. And you know, with my life journey, you know, growing up, working in the fields and all of that, and that part of, you know, my culture and stuff, and now, and then going into the corporate world and understanding that part of our culture, and then getting into the drums and understanding that part. So I guess I'm bringing that whole mixture, that whole circle of my journey, and bringing that forth, I'm hoping, and that's my intent through my music.
You talked about bringing it to other cultures. You've traveled to Europe.
Yes.
How was that received, where they don't speak Spanish and they don't have Native Americans? How did you present that to them?
Well, the wonderful thing about Europe is they love the Native Americans. See, they all know the history of this land. They all know the history of the Native Americans. So their hearts are wide open to us. And they want to know. They want to see. They want to touch. So when the first time that I went to Norway, I remember I was staying with my girlfriend Hilda. And I had of course, taken my regalia, and I'm unpacking my buckskin dress and my moccasins and all of that, and I turn around and I look at her, and her eyes are like saucers, you know? And I look at her and I go, what? What's wrong? She turns and she looks at me and she says, oh my God, she says, you're the real thing. Because before that, all they had was their comic. They saw us the way Hollywood presented us. So all they had was comic books that they would, this is how they were teaching the children, through the comic books of Roy Rogers and fighting the Indians and John Wayne fighting the Indians. And that's what they, that's all they had back then. And so when I came, it was like they could finally really touch and see and hear a real Native American. And then I came with my drums and my music, and I did 2 weeks of all these school programs in Switzerland, because from Norway I went to Switzerland and Italy, and I did all these school presentations, and I'm telling you, the kids were just loving it. It was quite the experience for me as well. I fell in love with Europe.
And an inspiration to continue with your drum making.
Yes, yes. The first year I went was in, I believe it was 05 that I went to Norway. And then I went back in 2010, I believe. Yeah, 2010. And I did my first drum making over there. And I had all these wonderful Norwegians and the indigenous there, because there are indigenous people there, you know, come. And they all made drums with me. And we had a drumming circles and all of that. So, and I hope to go back this year. I'm scheduled to hopefully go back and go to Germany and Ireland this year. And I'm going to be doing a drum making in Hawaii in a couple months. And Iowa, I mean, I'm all over the country and the globe. You know, it's wonderful.
How did you learn to make drums?
This gift, I call it, is a gift from spirit, because I had no teacher. All I knew was back in 1986, I started really connecting and wanting to know about my native side. When I was growing up, it wasn't cool to be Native American. You hid it. You claimed Hispanic, you claimed Spanish, Italian, you claimed anything but Native American, especially here in the Southwest. You know, because we'd had the wars, the Indian wars and stuff. Many people on both sides were killed and hurt. So we'd never really looked into that part of the family. So in 86, it started calling and calling. And next thing I know, I'm hearing, you know, make a drum, make a drum. Oh, okay, a drum. So I had no idea where to begin, nothing. It took me about a year and a half, and I finally made my very first drum, which was an octagonal redwood planer and a salted hide from Tandy leather. And somehow or other, I figured out how to make this drum. And anyway, my family, they loved it. They were just astounded that I did this. And I went, you know, a couple of weeks later, I'm back in my prayers and my meditation. Okay, God, Creator, I've done it. Thank you. It was a good lesson. So what's next? I say, what's next? And I hear loud and clear, we said drums. And I remember I threw a tantrum. I go, I don't know anything about drums. I'm probably not even supposed to be touching drums. I didn't know, but it was true. A lot of the traditions, the Native Americans, the women aren't allowed to touch a drum, let alone make a drum. So somehow or other, I knew this. And I went through a whole kind of I call it a rebirthing, because I suffered an illness that almost killed me, and it took me 10 years to come back. And as I was coming out of that is where the drum came, because I lost my job, I lost everything, because I literally died and came back. And the gift of the drum is, this is, as I was rebirthing me, bringing myself back to this world, the drum came with me, and that's, it all came together.
So during this time, never once you took any drum making workshops yourself? Nobody else showed you?
No. you know, in 86, I was in the corporate world. I was living in Monterey, California, wearing my business suits and my heels, you know. I knew nothing about it. And there were no Native people around that I knew that I could go to. My first place I went to was the library. There was nothing. Just books on African drumming and drums.
And since then, how many drum making workshops have you had?
Oh my gosh, girl. The workshops started back in, I had my first one, I guess it was like in 90, 95, 96, something like that. And I mean, I've had thousands, thousands. And people call me from all over the country, you know, saying, when is your next workshop? Are you coming to this area? I've put drums in, I would say probably at this point, you know, millions of people's hands. Because to me, this is my calling. This is what the drum is about. And what amazes me is how big the drum has gotten on the planet. The drumming circles, the ceremonies. It was a part of my culture, the Native side, the Native American. We knew about it. And it's always been a part of us. It's the connection with our mother that's her heartbeat. And people are awakening to it. You know, the planet is in such a different state than it was back then. And the drum has become a huge, huge part of this shift that we're all in.
So with drumming, then you've also had your composing of songs, compositions. And what do we expect to hear this next weekend, February 15th and 16th, at the Las Cruces Convention Center? Have you performed there before?
No, I haven't. It's a new center, so it's my first time.
And this will be Friday. You'll be performing then at 4 p.m. and then Saturday, February 16th at 3:45 p.m.
Right.
And what do we expect to hear from you?
Well, when I do my performances, I love to do a little of everything and to show the diversity of my music, the diversity of who I am and stuff. So there'll be ballads, there'll be Latin music, there'll be drumming, and very good time.
Well, I really appreciate you coming down, telling us a little bit about your life. And now Las Cruces is your home.
Las Cruces is my home, yes. And I've been here actually 13 years this month. I've been here. So when I finally came back to New Mexico, Las Cruces was the place that captured me, the mountains, the Oregon Mountains.
And you've performed at the Renaissance Fair.
For many years, yeah. I haven't in a while because my traveling has gotten so much more. But yes, I love the Renaissance Fair.
Well, again, thank you very much. Yolanda Martinez, singer, songwriter, drum maker, performer, and recording artist, Yolanda Martinez.
Thank you, Emily. It's been a pleasure to be here.
Thank you. For KRWG, I'm Emily Guerra.